Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah!
Oh, no, no, yeah, no.
Holy fuck. Shit.
What?
Holy fuck.
What?
This just in. Dude, they made shoes that connect to your phone
again?
So they know their location. And if you want Pizza Hut, you just push a button on the shoe
and they
deliver the pizza to your shoe. They deliver
Wait,
it to your shoe.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they partnered with Pizza Hut. It said Grant Hill partnered with Pizza Hut and presented Pie Tops.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
This is the fucking
Grant
greatest
Hill?
Thing on earth.
Ross, he just ate two fucking hot dogs, like big brats and a burger, and then ate a chicken teriyaki and rice.
And now,
that's what his fucking lunch is.
And now he wants Pizza Hut
And now
Hut
he's talking
shoes?
About pizza.
Well, who doesn't want Pizza Hut shoes?
I don't want no fucking Pizza Hut shoes.
I do. I could be like at a bus stop or something and I could get pizza delivered to me. I don't know why
shit.
I would I don't know why I would be at a bus stop at 32.
That's the worst shit ever, JT.
Yeah, why would you be a bus stop?
You might
I don't know,
be.
But that's what I thought of. Like, I just immediately, for whatever reason it came to mind, is that I would be at a bus stop when I needed a pizza from my shoe, from my Pie Tops.
Hey, Ross, before we get too fucking crazy, I want to introduce you to the man, the American. And the Patriot, a Marine,
yes.
An all-round motherfucking badass individual, Tank
Hello.
Machine.
Thank you, Matt Best.
Damn,
Thank
son.
You so much for having me on.
Damn.
Gentlemen.
Dude, we love Tank. He literally, the only two things that get me more motivated than caffeine and Strike Force are fucking Tank Machine.
Holy
well,
shit.
And Tank Machine, that's why your two things.
Well, I say it's Tank Machine in my sheets.
In my sheets.
Like, if I have them in my sheets, then I'm super mode.
If you need You're me, I'm here. I'm a phone call away.
Thank you. You've always said that.
You had me at sheets.
I love it.
He gave an obituary speech about me the other day magical.
Yeah, Ross, you need to hear that right now.
Oh, dude, you need an obituary speech?
We said we were talking about, you know, hey, you need to write down who you want to speak at your
yes.
funeral, and then Tank just went into this speech.
Oh, dude. So Matt dies, right? And then
I'm
get
dead.
Up and they're like, Tank is the guest speaker, man. We need to fucking rock the house, and then because Matt is fucking built on hell, death, and destruction, it just went like this. It says, Matt Best was over 30 years of romping, stomping, hell, death, and destruction. He was the finest fighting machine that this nation has ever seen. He was born in a bomb crater. His mother was an M16, and his father was fucking Satan. Each moment that he lived is a definite threat upon the enemy life. He is a rough-looking, roving soldier of the sea, and he's cocky, self-centered, overbearing, and he does not know the meaning of fear. fear because he is fucking fear itself. He's a green, amphibious monster made of blood and guts that arose from the sea, festering on anti-Americans throughout the globe. And whenever a man rises, and when his time comes, Matt Best will die a glorious death on that battlefield, giving his life to Mom, fucking General Mattis, and the American flag, motherfuckers.
Oh, boy.
Shit! That's just a quarter of it, dude. At that point of the funeral, everybody stands up, just fucking goes into praise.
Yeah,
fucking casket open.
Every
fucking
girl stands up and rips off their top. Titties are out everywhere. Fucking pussies fucking are dripping.
Wait,
yeah.
Can that happen when I'm not dead? You know,
dude. We'll do it right now as soon as this podcast.
No, man.
Hey, we'll do it. No, you need to die. You know what we were gonna do, Ross? Is we were gonna hold a funeral for Benny, like, but he had to be there. Like, because we all knew that he wouldn't make it another 3 years
or so.
Oh, yeah.
Party Benny's going to kick out real early. Real early.
Or he's going to be that awkward fucking dude that, like, parties, drinks, eats terribly, and lives till, like, 97. And you're like, motherfucker, I eat, like, super low carb, work out every day, and I'm going to die at, like, 34.
I know. He's going to be one of those people from China that lives till, like, 118. And you're like, that guy did it?
Yeah.
You know the drill. We got a few sponsors who pay for this whole stink wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, we got the one that at the top of the show. I'm talking about StrikeForceEnergy.com. It is the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch that peels open ever so gently and goes into every single liquid available. I'm talking about beers, waters, Kool-Aids, liqueurs. You name it, it'll get you going, kids. Kick the can. You don't need the can anymore. You don't need Monster Energy. You don't need Red Bull. You don't need any of that shit. All you need is StrikeForceEnergy.com. It'll get you going longer than 5 Hour Energy. It ships everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month club. And they've got a 750 milliliter bottle that pumps out like 100 squirts. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. Next up, we got GhostBed.com. Boy, a lot of people woke up happy customers that they went to GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. And entered their email address to win free mattresses. Not only last month do we say live on air who won the 5 free mattresses, we also said who won the 5 free sets of pillows. And the photos are coming in. People are like, this is like sleeping on a dream. I feel like I'm sleeping on a dream right now. And you are. Here's the thing, kids. GhostBed.com. Is the greatest sleep you'll ever have. The mattresses ship right to your house in a box. You're thinking, how the fuck is the mattress ship in a box? Easy. You just pop it open, give it 2 hours. Boom, boom. It fluffs up to that natural level that you need to be sleeping on. Best night's sleep I've ever had. We all have them. We love them. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get $50 off a mattress, and they have a payment plan. And if you get a mattress now, I think for this month, they have 3 free pillows that are going along with that. Also, they're still giving away free mattresses, kids. They're giving away 2 mattresses this month to anybody who is active, military, reserved, or veterans. Boom, they got them all. Just go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got readyman.com. Readyman is the ultimate survival kit you will ever need in your entire life. It's run by Jeff Kirkham. They've got some of the dopest shit on the planet. If you want to stay alive and be a fucking man, you'll go to readyman.com. They've got everything you will need to survive in this life, which is key. They're doing it right over at readyman.com. Big fan. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. If you're a real man, you need some shit to fucking survive in life, go to readyman.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Next up, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. Is it written by the greatest author of this or any generation, Ross Patterson? You bet it is. You bet it is. Where is it available? Amazon.com, Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You name it. It's everywhere. And the Audible, by the way, the Audible is the greatest thing you will ever listen to in your entire life. And that's no bullshit. Hired a team of actors, and it's got 5 stars across the board. I think it's the first book on Amazon and Audible.com that's 5 stars across the board. If you like Blazing Saddles or the humor in Range 15, you will love At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Last, but definitely not least, we've got Black Rifle Coffee Company. Well, what needs to be said about them? They are the ultimate in premium roast to blend coffee. Evan's not doing this, so I'll do it for him. These veterans are doing it right, kids. Go to blackriflecoffeecompany.com. They got a subscription of the month club. They got some K-cups. They got some fucking bags. And they got some of the dopest sweatshirts and apparel in the game. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 20% off. Or type in Lord Hot Dog. Still good for 21% off. Yep. Still good. Still good.
Maybe the success to longevity in life is Pizza Hut shoes. And Jared's going to fucking
have
us all.
Fucking wait.
Pie
I'm
shoes.
Gonna be at the fucking bus stop just ordering pies.
Why is it at the fucking bus stop?
I don't know. I just think it's a good setting to have a shoe pizza delivered.
That would
I that like would those pie like, shoes. Like a pie shoes is a great name for it.
What the fuck has this world come to?
I don't fucking
know, convenience.
Dude.
Like, first it's come to convenience is what it's come
outside,
to.
Motherfucker, yep. And yeah. Then we got this fucking now pie shoes and shit.
I don't know why. Why do we have to put pie shoes in the same category as Cash Me Outside Girl?
Dude.
I mean,
pie shoes are an invention. Like, they are going to change lives.
They literally took one of the stupid little Target push fucking reorder buttons, threw it in a shitty pair of Chinese sneakers, and going to sell it to you for fucking $97 so you can order it overpriced pie.
I don't know why you have
capitalism,
to
though.
Just talk bad about my pie tops.
Pie tops,
oh,
dude.
Fucking A.
He's named them already, too.
Did they corner that name? Oh, yeah, is there somebody put a patent on that name? Because if not, Jared, run as fast as you can to the patent office to do that.
Yeah.
No, that's what they called them. They called them pie tops.
Oh, they did call
them really
pie
did.
Tops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here I was it's giving like a you a ton top. Of credit, and I was like, ah, shit.
No. No, I didn't deserve that.
Okay.
Hey, Los Angeles, aren't you in Los Angeles right now?
I am. I'm in the City of Angels. City of Angels. And
how's that going?
I feel like a young man. You know, it's been a weird trip, man. We chatted about this briefly. I met with China. I know we've talked about it on a few podcasts, how China's buying up all the major studios and movies, and that actually just happened to me. So I was at a dinner. With the Chinese investor who bought the studio and a translator for an hour. So
And something that we talked about, if you don't mind me saying, is Ross and I get stuck with the bill every time. Every time we've gone out for events,
every time.
But the people just slide it over and they're like, you got this, right? And you're like, no, you ordered the filet and seven fucking whiskeys, dick.
That's how they do it in other countries and shit.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and
you're the fucking host, you pay.
And in this occasion, the studio had sold to China. So this guy, he had already sold his shares. He's out. And this was like an intro meeting of like, hey, here's your new boss. See you when I see you. You got this, right? And it was just like... yeah, I do. Boy, because if not, we would have gone to the Olive Garden instead of a fucking $9,000 restaurant. But whatever. Hollywood is becoming super depressing. I don't know if you saw the remaking The Matrix, so get ready for that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How are you remaking?
Wait, before you get upset, I'm going to let you get more upset. Tell them who got casted in it.
Michael B. Ross. Jordan.
John Leguizamo.
Apollo Creed is going to be the new Matrix.
Fuck
so.
My life.
Yeah.
New Matrix.
What?
I will show you. This
that makes
this
fucking sense to me.
Where the fuck? What's the name of the new Matrix?
So much cooler if it was John Leguizamo.
What? Do you want Johnny Lex to be the new Matrix?
Yeah, because he'd be funny. He'd be like the pest, you
know? Here's the thing. Keanu Reeves has not aged at all. He could still be the fucking Matrix. So could Lawrence Fishburne.
Why are we remaking a movie that was just made? Like,
I don't know.
You could add to, okay, so why did we remake John Wick then?
Well, is that...
Because it was a fucking hit.
Well, that's a sequel. That's not like a remake. This is a remake. Like, we're going to reattack the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you... So they're just going to remake Matrix 1 all over
again. Yes, correct. So they're going to reboot it.
So same...
Yeah,
same script.
Stupid.
Like,
I don't know where the fuck this thing
all
is.
Of it. And that and that's what's happening with every movie, like this you know, this fucking Kong Skull Island that came out. I'm sure you saw it, Jared. I'm sure you're dying to. The new King Kong.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking great, dude. Yeah.
So it opened up at 60. It cost 250 to make. But in China, in China, it is destroying box office records. It's made $300 million. So they don't care.
Jesus.
Yeah, they do not care about American audiences anymore. So
we're a dead market. Well, we're going to revamp it.
Yeah,
with
but
some
you
shit.
Know what, though? If you think about it, the burden of everything is on America. Because I just went to three different countries, and guess what I saw in every country that I was in? Egypt, Jordan, and Romania. I saw a McDonald's, saw a Burger King, I saw a fucking Popeye's chicken, like in all those countries. Guess what I don't see when I come out here? I don't see fucking Wing Dong's Jordanese fucking wings and nuts.
No, you know what they're doing, Jared?
Like, nobody is. Does any other country have good ideas that other countries want to use?
Yeah.
Because it looks like everybody just takes ours.
And
when was the last time you saw a really great Ukraine film?
Yeah. Well, hold on. I will say some of the Bollywood action films are pretty fucking
dope. Yeah, those are
dope.
Cool, but I mean, that's India. They don't count.
That is true. I mean, America is the forerunner in all things awesome. We are trendsetters, you know?
You really are.
The only ones?
I want an Asian to play you in a motivational war film, Tank.
Same.
Who would the Asian be?
Maybe like
Dr. Chong.
Jackie Chan.
Like, what's his name?
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
It's got to be the guy from The Hangover.
Hangover?
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Ken.
Yeah.
Dr. Ken.
Hot
yeah.
Gay boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fucking perfect.
Gay boy.
But did
perfect.
You
yeah.
die?
Yeah. That would be
yeah,
fucking
I'm
perfect.
I'm Tank Machine.
But, time yes. to fuck America. Pootsas.
Pootsas?
That was like pizza and
pootsas.
Let's
reach out to
him. By the way, Jared, how was Turkey and Egypt and all that shit? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was good.
Mm. No. He was asking the turkey. He didn't eat turkey. I know you're talking about the steak, but he had hot dogs in Egypt, just so you know.
Yeah, I had hot dogs in Egypt.
And turkey. He had hot dogs in
Turkey.
I
had McDonald's and hot dogs in every country.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to try other McDonald's's, you know?
Were they good?
Yeah, Costa Rica still got everybody beat.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see a fucking McDonald's in Costa Rica.
Bro, it's right as you get out of the airport in San Jose. It's right on the way to...
Such a fat fuck, dude.
What?
I love it.
I was highway like, exchange.
Dude, I was there to eat their traditional food and shit.
I know, right? I would travel with you because he goes to McDonald's. I want to go to like the local meat markets and see what's up with the culture.
I still do that, too.
I'm like, oh, you
I
got
just have a QB on
good.
The way.
Just the QB?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Quick Burg.
Quick Burg.
Quick Burg, dude. A Quick Burg doll.
Yeah. No, it was fun, dude. It was really fun. I was seeing all those the troops. The most things people ask about is the podcast and coffee.
Crazy, right?
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy how it switched. Hey, Tank Machine, thank you for being on the show, by the
Yo.
Way. It's a fucking
Hey, thank you, brother. I
it's a fucking
it.
Pleasure. What are you working on right now? That's what I'm curious about. You've always got cool shit.
Oh,
what are you
man.
Working on?
Dude, I'm working on a lot of shit, man. Just trying to not meet Jesus in the next year, because last year I got injured a lot and almost died a couple times. That's the first thing I'm working on. Second, I'm working on a TV show right now, and I wished I could tell everybody what network it is and what I'm exactly doing, but that's why there's contracts and people that
speak. Yeah, those yeah. NDAs are Brothers, a fucking nightmare,
you.
Aren't they?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah, dude. So I'm working on a TV show, man, where I'm just doing badass shit with Complete Customs in McKinney, Texas, and basically we're building awesome stuff for amputee veterans and nonprofit organizations, and we're trying to just reinvigorate the veteran community the right way and recognize people who have really gone forth and done big things for us that haven't been recognized yet. So, but yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome, man. So I'm trying to put a new spin on the veteran community. Just everybody played that woe is me game for a long time. Like people felt like they fucking were owed something because of their service. And you're like, dude, you volunteered for this, you know? And in the end, there was like the stereotype that went around of, it's a vet, you know? Vets are fucking badass, man. We come with so much shit out of the military inside of our minds that is so tangible for other people that they can utilize to become great, that I'm just trying to re-empower that again, man, and get back into that mindset. Cool thing is that Matt Best is pretty inspiring in a lot of this work and you know, Range 15, so on and so forth, because before you guys came out with that movie or anything, dude, nobody was doing that bullshit. Everybody thought, oh, you know, veterans this, veterans that, and then you guys just fucking monopolized the game. And it opened up a lot of hearts and minds to like, dude, we're worth something. And in the end, that's what I'm really just trying to accomplish is saying, I want to just keep the torch burning, open up some more fucking names in the world, you know, that aren't big right now that should be big. And just go from there. So show's going to be fucking ridiculous, man. And I think you guys will enjoy the guests and all the shit that we are trying to plan.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, because I don't think that could come at a better time right now, especially, again, with all the positive things that are going on in the community. Not only with Matt and Jared and Black Rifle Coffee, but Derek Wyda, Rocco's doing some inspirational shit. Like, now is the time. Yep. So that'll be great, man. When can we look forward to this coming out, you think?
So I have a really big meeting on April 7th in Dallas, Texas, and then that's kind of like one of the final things. And then we've already filmed one episode, but we start doing some more shit.
Is that the pilot or an actual episode?
It's an actual episode.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But we start doing more stuff in like June or July. What put me back, Matt, honestly, was when we were day one of filming last year, I fucking flipped a razor, broke my neck. Yeah. On day one. So it like stopped everything.
Oh shit.
So I had to get back, you know, in the track and the swing of things. And now, you know, it put a damper on a lot of shit.
Yeah,
so,
man.
But yeah, you know, there's a lot of dude. Derek, is it Wyda?
Wyda. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek Wyda, man, is a fucking badass dude, man. I watch his shit all the time. He probably doesn't even know who the fuck I am. And I don't care, but I watch his stuff because he put out something not too long ago, man. Like he had to go to the hospital for something or whatever. And people tend to start like idolizing individuals, and I never like to idolize anybody. I like to just say I look up to them. I thought it was fucking awesome that the dude stepped outside of his box and just said, look, dude, I got a problem, and I'm trying to fix it, man, and thank you guys for helping me out in the community, so on and so forth. And, dude, it was really empowering to see that somebody was willing to just step out and say, look, dude, I'm just being honest about my life. You guys, some of these people might idolize me, some of these might not, but I want to be a fucking leader amongst followers, and that's what I really like about that guy.
Yeah, for sure, man. He's not afraid to be vulnerable, which is a really cool aspect of it, because people often that are in a public figure position tend to always present themselves in such an awesome light and not be vulnerable and be like, hey, I'm human just like everybody else.
So he's
all about that. Other than that, I don't think his like genetics are human. He's like a little robotic, you know?
Dude,
he's,
he is.
Like 19 clearly. Abs he has, clearly. I think.
But, yeah. Oh, speaking of abs, my tummy hurts.
Jesus Christ.
From what? You fucking ate some McDonald's?
I had too many hot dogs for lunch.
You're fucking fat. You're a fat piece of shit. You're a fucking fat piece of shit.
I might have to do a quick dumpy.
Dude, no, you're not doing a QDO mid-show, are you?
No.
Oh,
you can't dump out. You got to hold it in for the show.
Oh, it hurts.
Grunts to come. Hey, dude, so we did a video last night. Matt and I and Eli and Logan and Heather and JT. I'm going to drop it tonight at 7:00 on my Instagram. It's fucking...
It'll already be up when the show comes up.
Yeah, it'll be up.
We had to record this one a little early just because you were in town. You got a really busy schedule, so we want to sneak you in and get you on the show. So.
Yeah, man.
Get our fingers really do appreciate in your urethra.
But that fucking video was awesome, man.
Yes. That video
is you, bro.
That's going to be my new favorite series.
What's the name of it?
Pitches by Tank Machine.
It'll be pitches by Tank, right?
Pitches by Tank Machine.
So Ross, no shit. Tank comes in and he's like, man, I had this fucking dream last night, bro. And we're like, okay. And he's like, no, I got a skit idea. And I'm not going to give it away, but he goes through this tirade of about 10 minutes. And Jared and I are just looking at each other like, oh God, I don't know how to film this. This is insane. And then we all collectively came up with the idea of like, well, let's just shoot it like you're pitching it to us, but then we'll like do a reenactment of it. And it's fucking hilarious.
It's super funny.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think you'll love it, man.
As he's at the conference table pitching me and Matt, there's a live reenactment going on. Like
of the characters,
of
he's,
the
talking
characters
about.
Yeah. He's talking about. But my favorite part is when he fucks him up because he's like, well, so I, and then he's like, I mean, Eli. So it changes from Tank to Eli. Yeah. Like,
it's fucking awesome, man.
Completely random change of thought here. I want to give a shout out to the Drinking Bros that gave me a ride home in from San Diego because I was going to Uber, but they were awesome. Drank a couple beers and then took me to the airport. But Ross, they tried to solicit. They're like, man, I got to know, what were the videos you, JT, and Ross were sending back and forth?
They all want to know.
They all want to know.
I was like, you ain't getting the shit out of me. You ain't getting shit.
That's the number one question I get, dude. That's the number one question I get was, what was Matt's video that sent you guys into a fucking tailspin. And I was like, you'll never get it, dude. You'll never get it. So don't.
I'm here to party.
We used to have this thing where it was a Tex-Mex thread. Well, we still do.
I wouldn't start that with him.
No, we won't. But it was how fucked up of a skit you could make, like really, really,
shit that
really
could never
dark.
See the light of day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So it was, you would,
only
I would take
friend.
Hyper risks. Yeah. To make three people laugh.
Only three of us. Yeah. Only like, three. It did go outside
like,
that.
You could I would probably lose my channel if that went public. Well, oh, yeah. No, not that far.
Probably.
No, I think I'd get a standing ovation.
Yeah, they'd
probably.
Be like, yeah. Spot on.
They would probably
you
be
went
like,
for the win.
What the fuck, man?
There hasn't been a video since. Maybe.
But I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm having flashbacks now to what me and Ross sent you the night before.
Yeah.
And thinking about how I had to film that.
Yeah.
That close.
I'm already picturing in my head, dude, and I'm already like, that's fucked up, man. Yeah. I've never even seen it.
Yeah, it's dark, but the Drinking Bros try to solicit what the videos were out of us, and I refuse.
Now, yeah, we've all refused. We've all refused across the board.
Everybody's silence. Everybody's
maybe when you talk at my obituary, you hold that video up in your hand.
Yeah, I could just be like, this was the last known video. Of
he'll
Matt
always be
Best.
Remembered for this.
If people showed that video, though, Matt, if people showed that video, they would walk out of the funeral with their heads down in shame. Like, they'd be like, oh, gross.
Dude, I think the freedom speech might, like, keep them in tune, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good contrast.
Wait, I might be a little fuzzy on the timeline. Even after that one that pushed the bar, didn't you send another one that was even more fucked up?
Well, I did the one that was really fucked up and you guys didn't respond for like 20 minutes. And I was like, hey, did you get my video? And you're like, we're still watching.
Yeah. I was like, and over and over again.
Like, how did this happen?
Wasn't there another one though after that?
No, there was an idea. There was an idea. And well, kind of. We won't get into this.
Well,
we need to do another one.
Yeah, we need to. We can be in the text thread too if you want to.
Perfect.
Here's the other thing about it, Matt. And I'll just be honest with you because I told Jared this the night we saw that video. I don't know how we top that.
I mean, we brainstormed, but it was going to involve a lot of money.
Oh, and yeah, a lot of money.
People with very questionable fucking values.
Yeah, it was going to be ugly.
Oh,
it was going to be, it would have taken a lot of money to beat what you did.
I'm all about those surgical strikes. Go ahead.
I know you are. Tank, how did you get involved and start your own channel? You have a massive Instagram, by the way.
I mean, it's not as big as Matt Best, but it's pretty cool, I guess.
It's pretty big.
It's way cooler than mine.
How did you get involved and decide you wanted to do what you wanted to do from the get-go?
Dude, it's kind of crazy, man. I've talked about it before. I got let go of a police department because I had a social media following, and I thought that I just wanted to just be myself and not tell any lies, tell the truth, just be that guy out there that just says, I don't fucking care what people think. I'm going to make videos and do what I want to do from now on. And so I started up with this thing called the Saturday Night Safety Brief where, like, you remember on the weekends, on Fridays and shit, when in the military, they'd be like, okay, so your safety brief is, like, if you're going to fuck, wear a condom.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, guys. Shit like that. I was actually doing that shit, but putting it on video. I mean, I wasn't really snorting cocaine and stuff, but it was sugar. And so I was like, don't do fucking drugs. And then it would show me, like, in a strip club doing, snorting sugar off a stripper's ass or something. So I was putting all those videos out, and they started to go viral, and then they started getting deleted real quick. But my following started to grow, and then I always said that if you have somewhat of a following on social media, you shouldn't just use it for like funny and whatever. You should use it for like real life things, but also to use it to help other people who don't have a voice. So I try to transition it over the last like 6 to 8 months to reach out to nonprofits to say, hey man, I have a little bit of a following. Can I help you with anything? And so on and so forth. That type of stuff kind of keeps me grounded and level headed because, dude, I really do care about the veteran community. I do have a heart for it. There are a lot of men and women out there who deserve more. And I think that, I wouldn't say that I want to be like, the guy to go to, but I do know that I have a little bit of a voice and I want to make it bigger and to make it bigger, I had to do the things that I need to do. And if that's doing fucking Saturday Night Safety Briefs to grab somebody's attention, then that's what I got to fucking do to really talk about a problem. So it just kind of started from doing stupid shit online, man. And then here we are today.
Can we, in your honor, put our song Safety Brief at the end of this episode? We have a song called Safety Brief.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Perfect. Well,
I'm in.
Because the video will be out next Friday. So
awesome.
We've been sitting on that thing for like 7 months. So
fuck yeah.
Tank had to show up to fucking motivate us.
Dude,
Hell yeah.
I'm here. I mean, what do y'all need from me, man? You need me to sing? You need me to fucking... What do you need?
We just need you. All I need in this life is loving me and my tank machine.
I'm loving you, Matt Back, baby.
We have a gay bromance, obviously, yep. Ross.
I'm going to tuck you in bed tonight. Bye-bye, Noel.
Why don't you guys record a gay ballad? Just a nice duet ballad. The two of you guys together.
Dude, I'm in. I think that would be fucking hilarious. Hey, but yeah, dude, I hope I answered your question a minute ago.
You did. Absolutely you did. What year did you get started and it was the turning point for you that said, hey, I want to do this full time and not look back?
So when I got out of the Marines, man, I thought, dude, I just want to be a cop to help my community. And that was awesome. That was my vision. Then when I got fucking fired because of my social media account, it's been about 2 years, maybe a little over a year and a half.
Could you sue for that?
And
by
when
the
I got
way,
fired,
not to interrupt you. Could you sue for that?
No, because I signed like a clause or something stating that, you know, I won't go overboard on social media. And then one day I just kind of snapped and said, I'm gonna say what I want to say. And then I got fired for it. So whatever. But, In the end, dude, to be honest with you, I look at it as like a blessing from God because I could just be in a car every day serving my country and the community, but now I just have a bigger voice, man, and I get to travel and I meet so many badass people that just keep it real, that just want to shake hands and, you know, talk fucking bro talk and talk to me about issues they may have or whatever, and those are things that, you know, I just take to my grave, but I find it very humbling that people consider me a person that they can rely on like that. Dude, and let me tell you, it has been a fucking pain in my ass, though, especially over like the last 6 months, because Matt, just as you know, you could post one thing, right? And your fucking feed goes nuts. You get 200-300 messages, and then you get 1,000 fucking likes, 50,000 likes, whatever it is. And then people will write me and they're like, well, you didn't write me back, dick face, and you're here trying to help the community and I got issues and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I have 900 pending messages. I can't get to everybody. I'm not Superman, but I try to help as many people as I can. I'm sorry. That's the one thing I hate about social media.
Well, and we've had these conversations before. It's like social media, it's such a, like, an accessible median for most people that they think that immediately they should get some connection with whoever they're talking to.
Yeah.
So the bigger and bigger you get, the more that happens. It's not the 5 and 10 people. It turns into thousands. And ultimately, if you try to focus on every single message, it's going to drive you into a slumber and you're not going to be able to do what you're there for at first, which is to motivate and inspire. Yeah. And then, are you leaving Evan? Bye, Evan.
Peace.
Evan's got to go to trip. He came in to say bye to us mid-podcast.
Bye.
Yeah, no, you're right 100%, man. And to be honest with you, when I first, like, when I hit, like, 30 or 40,000 just on Instagram alone, I was answering everybody back that wrote me. And then it engulfed my life. I started to lose myself. I was like, fuck, dude, this is, like, all I'm doing, like, 18 hours a day. I can't do this shit
anymore. It gets depressing, too.
Yeah, it does, dude, because you
start absorbing their fucking problems.
Yeah, you hear great stories, then you hear shit stories, and then you go home, and you're like, holy fuck, man, like, my life is great, like, but I feel horrible right now. I mean, you gotta like, let that shit go, and people gotta realize, man, that you got a fucking life, and you gotta march on from it, and
well, there's always going to be those who are offended, but I think ultimately if you keep doing what you're doing and putting out your beliefs and inspiring people, then those messages will almost answer themselves without you having to go through there. You know, it might take some time, but the people that need a little guidance, I think you sharing personal perspective in a video is far more touching than a direct message back saying, just keep your head up, brother.
Yeah.
And that's all the time you have to do. So that's at least the outcome I've come with, because I was in that same position at one point where I was like, man, I am fucking overwhelmed. And then I feel guilty and I start getting hard on myself. Like, I'm not responding. These people think I'm a shitbag because...
Yeah.
And it's a dark road to go down, and it's first world problems, I guess. You're like, oh, I have so many messages, I can't, you know, answer them. But ultimately, I think if you just stay the course and do what you believe in, the rest will sort itself out.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. But social media is here. It's going to fucking stay. It rules the world right now. What I love about it the most is when I get to go somewhere and somebody says, dude, you said something, or you made a video, or you posted a picture with an explanation that inspired me today, or, you know, put a smile on my face, is having a shit day. That's what I think social media should be built around, and not just fucking advertisements and everything else. And that's what I love about the videos that you guys do, or the ones that you first came out with, dude, because guys were getting out, they were depressed, and they're like, holy fuck, man, like, I ain't got nothing to latch onto. And then you get on YouTube and you see Matt Best doing some stupid shit in silkies, and you're like, I miss those days, but I can watch these videos every day. It takes me back so I can get through my day, you know? And you're kind of, you are literally the forefront of veteran leadership when it comes to anything on social media or having some type of voice. And it all started with an idea. So everybody out there, man, that listens to this or, you know, that may never hear this, my advice is just if you want to fucking do something, you do it and you got to go all in or nothing. And all in and you'll get what you put into it.
I think collectively you've seen probably Ross and JT, you guys can attest this, like since the Drink Bros podcast, a lot of listeners have started their own podcasts and like, I'm all about it because it's like, that's fucking rad. They're like, well, fuck, you guys were just a bunch of drunk idiots in a garage with a microphone. So why can't we do it? And if that's what they needed to get going, that's awesome. Cause it's like, share your story, share what you believe in. And then if you can monetize it, even better, man. So
yeah, for sure.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's a way to start with
zero and end with everything.
It's a nice way to link up with your best friends for a couple hours a week and genuinely touch base. Cause there's not a lot of times throughout the week that you get to do that with one another. And that's a great
yeah
thing.
That is really that is kind of funny point. If you think about it, we're on what, 150 almost?
Yeah, we're on 150 like, and we've had like 10
that's
10 deleted.
150 hours that the four of us have just sat and bantered at each other.
You know, that is really funny though. I honestly didn't think about that because JT and I and Evan as well, like throughout the day we're doing so many things and isolated almost in our own departments that we don't really sit down and have like a chill conversation like this because we get interrupted, we get pulled out for a meeting. So it is almost like mandatory best friend time. That's cool. You're welcome anytime on our mandatory best friend
thank
time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Especially when you finally move here.
Yeah.
Dude, yes. I'm going to get a condo here eventually, probably by the end of the year. So
yeah.
I'm excited, but here's the only issue, man, is that y'all motherfuckers aren't going to get rid of me.
That's okay.
I'm just going to be running through the hallways and stupid shit.
No,
we have at least 100 pitches by Tang Machine to film.
Yeah, at least.
I've already got number two in my head.
I'm trying to
leave that one to like, yeah. But
we want to hear it after we stop recording.
For sure, dude. Eli said something yesterday and it popped right in my head and I went straight into it. It was great.
Oh, perfect.
No, man, I love coming to Black Rifle. I love spending time with everybody here. It's always a pleasure. And cool thing is when you walk in, you automatically feel like family. You leave feeling like you've known each other for a lifetime. And that's what's awesome, man. So, if you live in Salt Lake and you haven't come to Black Rifle Coffee just to hang out and meet some of the guys, you need Jesus in your life because this place is life-changing.
Wait 3 weeks, please, because then the storefront will be done, and then I get to come out and share coffee with you.
Okay, so three weeks from now, everybody.
Yes.
Storefront will be ready.
It sucks now because we're remodeling the front right now, guys, so it's like people will come in, and they're standing in the construction zone like looking for some coffee, and we're like, fuck, man.
Dude, when I pulled up here 2 days ago, I opened the door and go, what the fuck? I said, where the fuck did they go? Yeah, and then Logan's like, no, we're in the back. You just come through. We're remodeling. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I thought you guys left.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit, man.
Hey, Tank.
Are you in a hotel? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'm in a hotel. The connection is shitty, but how are your ties to the police community still?
Really good, man. I mean, I'm going to be honest. For a while, there was There was a couple bad apples in the bunch across the nation. Police were getting fucking shit on left and right. But there are men and women that wear that uniform every day in some of the most dangerous towns that literally kiss their kids and their families goodbye every night. And that's literally what they say because they're like, fuck, dude, I'm in Chicago. I could die tonight from all this stupid riot bullshit. So I have a lot of officers that write me all the time and say, dude, thank you so much for standing up for us, so on and so forth. I've been pulled over a numerous amount of times in the last like 6 months, especially in my new Dodge Hellcat. And these cops, man, some of them recognize me and I tell them right away, I'm like, dude, if you're going to write me a ticket, you're doing your job and I understand 100%. And these guys just are out there to fucking make a living, provide for their families, do a job that is noble and take care of their community. And they get fucking shit on because some dumbass wasn't trained enough and made a stupid decision, in a moment's notice. And that's what sucks. But no matter what, dude, the men and women who wear the thin blue line every day, I commend them 100%. I absolutely think that is the dream job in America for me. But I'll never be a police officer. I'll never be in a department again, but I will sure as fuck support cops all across this nation for the rest of my life.
You can be the office police officer.
Give me a fucking outfit, some mace, and some handcuffs.
A baton.
Shit's going down.
When people are doing fucking dumb shit, you just smack them in the shin. I think that'll be okay with HR. Whatever. We'll make sure
it's
okay.
Isn't your lady running HR?
Yeah, whatever.
I think she'll be cool.
Yeah, she'll be cool. I got an in.
Yeah.
Love it.
As Jared just shows me a picture sucking his own dick on his phone. What's up?
Jesus. The hardest job in America, by the way, Tank, is being HR for Black Rifle Coffee.
No comment. Dude, I just pleaded the fifth right there.
You know, I really don't think it is because the conversations that might be inappropriate. First of all the people that work here are fucking awesome and can take a joke and are cool. So, but anything that might be like a little too vulgar, we do that back in SUD, Special Unicorn Division. So
we got a giant thick door.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a giant thick door. Fuck yeah.
Do you work there now, Tank, or are you just visiting?
No, man, I just come in and show my face and just scream and just do stupid shit. And
well, he doesn't come in anybody. He comes in the office.
Yeah, I come in the office.
In the back trash
thanks
can.
Thanks for clearing that up. But no, dude, I just come in to show support. And I mean, to be honest with you, it's not just coffee here, man. I mean, you got entrepreneurs that are in this building who fucking build their life on self-respect, self-discipline, and who fucking take care of each other, man. And so it's like, if you surround yourself with the right type of people, you'll be that type of person. So every time I come to Salt Lake, there's no fucking way I don't come to Black Rifle Coffee and say hi to everybody for a couple days. So it kind of it helps me recharge my batteries for, you know, tomorrow and all the other shit that I got going on right now. So yeah, man, I don't work here. If I lived here, I'm sure that I would have something to do with Black Rifle Coffee every
Indeed,
day.
Indeed, you would.
But you know, no matter what, man, I know that I'm a part of the team, and I'm just humbled and thankful.
Well, since you're such an inspirational guy, and I just love hearing you speak. Is there one rant, something that's bothering you in life right now that you're just like, man, fuck this? Now's your opportunity to really say fuck this.
You know what, dude? I'm going to fucking say it, man. Because
you better leave my fucking pie tops alone.
I'm out on that.
Pie tops alone.
Okay, so, and it has something to do with social media, man. In the female Marines right now, and even male Marines, and exploitation and all that type of stuff. So I never served with a female Marine, but I'm going to say this right the fuck now on this podcast, that I don't care who you are, what branch you're in, what your race is, your fucking gender, who you love, who you don't love, anything like that. What I care about is that you raise your right hand and defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's all that fucking matters to me. If you're an adult and you're sharing photos with somebody else and y'all have a mutual agreement, that should stay between the two of you, and your fucking punk ass has no right in fucking hell to put somebody's shit out there for no fucking reason. You have no right to try to blackmail somebody or do anything like that, because we're all human beings. We all put on our pants the same damn way every day, and nobody is more special than one other person. So to all this fucking stupid shit that's going on online right now, all over the fucking internet, and the shit with the Marine Corps and blah, 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 it is time to keep our honor clean, lay off all the fucking dumb shit, and march forward. And if you're fucking sending messages to somebody, you better make sure you trust that bitch, because you never know what the fuck somebody's going to do. Keep your shit to yourself, and you won't have any fucking problems. But to all those dudes out there that are doing wrong and so on and so forth, nobody's perfect. Everybody understands that. But I sat there and I watched the Commandant of the Marine Corps get fucking destroyed by a congressman in the Senate the other night, and he was left speechless. He was left speechless because he had no clue about any of this shit that's going on in the fucking military right now, and he can't figure out how to fix it. How we fix it is internally, starting from the fucking bottom to the top. We need to take accountability for ourselves and realize that, dude, if you are doing something with somebody, that's private between you two. Stop fucking talking about it on social media, motherfuckers, because nobody fucking cares. Nobody fucking cares!
That's what I was waiting for. That's exactly.
Keep your fucking shit to yourselves! Sorry, dude. I'm just tired of seeing people being bashed for no fucking reason or blackmailed or whatever else, because maybe they have some success, maybe they don't. Fucking worry about your own shit at home with yourself, and I promise you, your life will be better instead of trying to bring somebody else down. Fucking haters are gonna hate and winners are gonna congratulate. I just dropped the motherfucking mic.
Boom! Boom!
It's on the ground.
On the ground. Light it on fire, Jared. It's that time for the drinking bro of the week.
All right, the drinking bro of the week goes to Zach Davis of Fort Scott, Kansas, who is recently about to enlist in the military. He's undecided right now on whether he's going Army, Air Force, or Marines.
Oh shit! Yeah. He's got all three of us right here.
Yeah. So with us three right here, what are we gonna give our 20 seconds pitch?
Well, I mean, it's between the Army or the Marines. So,
hey, listen.
I mean,
okay,
yeah,
you want to start your pitch off?
Zach, all I'm gonna say is air conditioning, motherfucker.
Oh shit! What are you gonna say, Matt?
I'm going to say lasers and nighttime murders that are justified by rules of engagement.
I'm going to say this. Look, if you ever played fucking football in high school, did you join the fucking team to be the water boy or the quarterback? Because the quarterback gets pussy and the water boy just passes out water into people's mouths. So, I mean, Marines are nothing, motherfucker.
How about I'm gonna do an oddball. I'm gonna say if you raise your right hand and serve your country, you got respect in my book.
God damn it, Matt! You had to throw that out there.
Yeah,
right under the bus. Yes.
Fucking A. You know what's funny is when you said that, I was gonna be like, dude, follow your heart, man. Follow your heart, buddy. Do your research.
As long as it's not the Navy.
Fuck with that. I can finally go unload.
Gross.
Oh, dude, I love it, man.
Hey, thank you so much for being on the show,
Dave. Real quick, I have one more. A girl personally hit me up last night for Drinking Bro of the Week. I don't want to forget her because we get thousands of these. Okay. Her name is Carly Peterson. She said, I would love to nominate my cousin Troy Peterson from Drinking Bro of the Week. Tonight, he lost his fight with cancer, and it took us all by surprise.
Oh,
a couple months ago,
man.
I introduced him to the podcast, and he loved it. He was a huge, huge fan of the podcast. It kept his spirits up and loved listening to you guys all the way to the very fucking ends. I know he'd be honored to be on the podcast. Carly Peterson, ooh. I promised I would get to you. Thank you so much, and rest in peace to Troy. Cheers. Cheers.
Fuck, cheers, man. That shit just made me fucking cry, man.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not even kidding.
I know. Tank, thank you for being on the show, man. You're an inspirational dude, and it's a fucking pleasure. For Mr. Matt
thank
Best,
you, brother.
Jared, go have a QDO, Taylor. Go quick dump outs. And Ross Patterson.
Little fat bottom boy.
We are out of here. Matt Best, this is his hit single, Safety Brief. DJ, drop that shit.
I can tell you not to drink and drive, but I know at least three you get a DUI. Do you know how much paperwork that is for me? I really hate dealing with the MPs.
Whoa, looking at your car, oh, you're a private and you're 31.
The betting man would say you're the one. I'm looking at you. Stupid look on your face like you don't give a fuck. Just know Monday you'll be pissing in a cup. Safety brief. Safety for strippers, but buying dances just to bust a knot. Dancers will convince you to give them a ring. Trying to get that paycheck on the 1st and 15th. So don't marry the first one you see. Chances are she's got HIV. Charlie Sheen has a back to the brief, book a brief, book a back a boop, brief, pick a pick a bop, bop a doop a doop.
Hey, did you just fall out of formation? No way, this guy just fucking locked his legs. Medic, get him out!
Combatives, you learn the guillotine. Doesn't mean you fight for the UFC. There's a reason why we take condoms with us.
None of you need a depend upon a mouse.
She's got nice tits, but you might have a dick. It could be long and strong and tasty.
Are you kidding me? Tasty? God, really? Ugh. Just roll with the bridge.
So if you want to stay safe, listen to our safety breath. You can have fun and play if it's below 32 in a gay.
Charlie Sheen has a
Charlie Sheen has a
Charlie Sheen has
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.